Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sulaiman, a Superjet News Bulletin. An 88-year-old man who is the world's longest serving death row inmate has been acquitted by a Japanese court after it found that evidence used against him was fabricated. The inmate, who has been on death row for more than half a century, was found guilty in 1968 of killing his boss, the man's wife, and their two teenage children. He was recently granted a retrial amid suspicions that investigators may have planted evidence that led to his conviction for quadruple murder. More than half a century spent on death row has taken a heavy toll on Hakamada's mental health, though meaning he was unfit to attend the hearing where he was acquitted was finally handed down. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged the global leaders to stand with his country and not seek a lull instead of real peace, just peace, more than 2 years into Russia's war. He delivered a message during an address to the UN General Assembly in New York, rallying support for his 2022 peace formula that demands the expulsion of Russian forces from Ukraine and that justice for war crimes. Zelensky also singled out China and Brazil for pushing what he called half-hearted settlement plans, accusing them of playing to their own interest at Ukraine's expense. Later today, representatives of 20 UN states are set to discuss a six-point peace plan drafted by China and Brazil as an alternative to Zelensky's proposal. The plan calls for a non-escalation, a boost in humanitarian assistance, efforts to stop nuclear proliferation, and an international conference backed by both Russia and Ukraine. The International Monetary Fund has approved a new $7 billion loan for cash-strapped Pakistan. More than 2 months after the two sides say that they reached an agreement, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said in a statement, hailed the deal that his team had been negotiating with the IMF since June. He thanked the head of the IMF and her team for the approval. Islamabad had been working on implementing conditions that Sharif had previously called strict from the IMF to complete the 37-month loan program, which the country hopes he will last. Sharif, on the sideline of the United Nations General Assembly, told Pakistan media that the country had fulfilled all of the lender's conditions with the help from China and Saudi Arabia. The United States, France, and several Arab European countries have called for an immediate 21-day ceasefire across the apartheid Israeli-Lebanon border following intense discussions at the United Nations. The pause in hostilities would apply to the blue line, the demarcation line between Lebanon and apartheid Israel, and would allow the warring parties to negotiate towards a potential diplomatic resolution of the conflict. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told an emergency United Nations Security Council meeting that hell is breaking loose in Lebanon, adding that an all-out war must be avoided at all costs. And that's your news bulletin for the hour. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
من تذاكر جيران بذي سلام مزجت دمعا جرى من مقلة بدمي الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدمي ثم الصلاة على المقتار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم محمد فخر عالم بادشاہ انس و جان سرور کونین سلطان عرب شاہ عجم وہ محمد فخر عالم بادشاہ انس و جان سرور کونین سلطان عرب شاہ عجم ایک دن جبریل سے کہنے لگے شاہ امم تم نے دیکھا ہے جہاں بتلاؤ تو کیسے ہے ہم عرض کی جبریل نے اے شاہ دی محترم آپ کا کوئی مماثل ہی نہیں رب کی قسم مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولا صدا تحية درود کے گجرے اپنے محبوب پر جو ہے تیری تخلیق بہتری اسی محبوب سے وابستہ امید شفاعت ہے اسی محبوب سے وابستہ امید شفاعت ہے اسی محبوب سے وابستہ امید شفاعت ہے کہ ہر ہمت شکن مشکل میں جس نے دستگیری کی مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم میں گدا تو بادشاہ بھر دے پیالہ نور کا نور دل دونا تیرا دے ڈال صدقہ نور کا تاج والے دیکھ کر تیرا امامہ نور کا سر جھکاتے ہیں الہی بول بالا نور کا چاند جھک جاتا جدھر انگلی اٹھاتے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, inshallah. Today being the 22nd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446, corresponding to the 26th of September 2024. Today is Thursday, and inshallah, after Maghrib would dawn in the Mubarak day of Yawmul Jumu'ah. And you know, on a Thursday evening, especially on a Friday, we must increase our salawat and durood on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So also don't forget to read Surah Kahf on a Thursday night or even on a Friday morning, inshallah. So let us keep that in mind, that we must read the Surah Kahf, and also send durood and salam, abundant durood and salam on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The numbers that you can send in your messages and your recipes is 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Okay, so inshallah, our first recipe that we're going to be discussing, or we're going to be giving out, is a vegetable akni. It's a vegetable akni. So you're going to need the ingredients. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One thinly sliced onion. Then one clove of garlic, roughly chopped. One chopped green chili. Then 1 teaspoon of jeera. One teaspoon of Shah Jeera. 1 stick of cinnamon, 1 cinnamon stick. Then you're going to need a few ilachi pods. A few cloves. Then you're going to need a few star anise seeds. Then you're going to need 1 or 2 bay leaves. Then you're going to need 3 teaspoons of chili powder. 3 teaspoons of jeera powder. 3 teaspoons of dhania jeera powder. Then you're going to need 4 teaspoons of biryani powder. Three teaspoons of garam masala. 1 teaspoon of turmeric. 1 teaspoon of turmeric. 1 teaspoon of salt. 2 teaspoons of black pepper powder. 2 teaspoons of black pepper powder. 1 teaspoon of fennel powder. 1 teaspoon of fennel powder. one or two strands of saffron, one or two teaspoons of chopped fresh mint, one teaspoon of chopped dhania, one teaspoon of chopped dhania, 50 gram of butter, 1 cup of mixed vegetables, 1 cup of mixed vegetables, 1 to 2 potatoes chopped, 1.5 cups of rice, 1.5 cups of rice soaked in hot water for about 40 minutes. Then drain and add a teaspoon of orange liquid or powdered food coloring. Then you're going to need 1 to 2 cups of water to cook the rice. 3 to 4 medium tomatoes, potatoes. That's how you say it, right? 3 to 4 medium tomatoes. 1 sachet of tomato paste. 1 teaspoon of wet red masala. 1 teaspoon sugar. 1 teaspoon lemon juice. Then you're going to heat the oil in a pot and add 1 tablespoon of butter. Then you're going to add the whole spices, that is the cinnamon stick, the ilachi, and the star anise seed. Then you're going to salt while stirring constantly. So you're going to add all the spices and then you're going to salt while stirring constantly. Next, you're going to add the onions, the garlic, the ginger. You're going to add the onion, garlic, ginger, green chilies, and cumin seeds, and the Shah Jeera. You're going to add all the spices. Then you're going to allow the onion to turn golden brown and stir often to prevent burning. You're going to allow the onions to turn golden brown and stir often to prevent burning. Remove from the heat and add all the dry spices. Then you're going to stir well and then add in the mixed vegetables. And the potato, the saffron, and the mint, and the dhania. And then you can obviously adjust the seasonings. Then you're going to add in the liquidized tomato mix. Followed by the rice and water to cook the rice. And then you're going to stir everything well. You can dot it with butter. Then you're going to steam until the rice is soft and the liquid is absorbed. And that was the recipe for the vegetable biryani. Remember, if you want any of these recipes, you can send a message on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Our next recipe is for a fully loaded Gatsby. A fully loaded Gatsby. Gatsby is a very famous roll. You get different types of Gatsbys. So you're going to need a Gatsby roll. You know, the long roll, not like your normal small roll. But you're going to need that other roll that's long, like maybe a meter, I think. And then you're going to need some steak, bologna, Vienna's, eggs, masala chips, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, sauces, tomato sauce, mayonnaise, sweet chili sauce, and samosa dip. And obviously, you don't have to follow this exact ingredients. You know, some people like more steak. And if you can even have a chicken Gatsby, or they make half chicken, half steak. You know, or some people prefer a fully loaded chicken Gatsby or a fully loaded steak Gatsby. So all depends like what you want to add in. You know, some people don't prefer to have the eggs in it. Some people rather have the eggs or take out the Viennas or take out the masala, keep the masala chips, take out the lettuce. Then some people don't eat onions, but they have tomatoes. Some people don't have tomatoes, but they have onions. You know, it varies as to how you can make this Gatsby, right? Then you're gonna fry the steak. So we're gonna use we're making a steak Gatsby, right? So you're gonna fry the steak in the salt and pepper, and the ginger, garlic, and the masala. You're gonna fry the Viennas, the bologna, the eggs. Then you're gonna fry the chips, and you're gonna spice it with salt, vinegar, masala. You know, when they say salt, vinegar, masala, you should call it the works. So when you go to the shop and you say, you know what, I want a parcel of chips, and the guy will say, you want the works? So he's like, yeah, I want the works. So the works is everything. Salt, vinegar, masala, tomato sauce. And he will work it. And you come out and feel that parcel is heavy, heavy. Now I'm hungry, now I'm feeling for that parcel, inshallah. Anyway, then you're going to mix all the sauces together. Then they spread the sauce on a roll. You're going to layer the chips. You're going to layer the chips, the cheese, the steak, the Viennas. Then you're going to add more cheese, more bologna, eggs, and salad. You're going to wrap it in a foil. Then heat in the oven for a few minutes. And you're going to let the cheese melt. And then you're going to cut it into portions. Depending how big your roll is, you may, some have got 1.5 meter, some got 1 meter, all depends. And that was your steak Gatsby recipe. And like I said in the beginning, it depends on how you want it, whether you want the Gatsby or steak or full chicken, full steak, you want half chicken, half steak, all depends. Inshallah, our next recipe would be for a roasted chicken. Roasted chicken. I'm not sure if I did this one already. No, I never do this one. So you're going to... No, you did it. Oh, yes, I did this one. Sorry, I did it during the week. I did this recipe during the week for roasted chicken, yeah. Next recipe is the next one is for a spinach and cheese tart. Spinach and cheese tart. So you're going to need some self-raising flour. You're going to need self-raising flower. You're going to need plus minus a cup of mass or plain yogurt. You're going to need plus minus a cup of mass or plain yogurt. 50 gram of softened butter. 50 gram of softened butter. You're going to need a slice of red or white onion sliced. Red or white onion sliced. Freshly chopped garlic. Freshly chopped garlic. Freshly chopped ginger. Freshly chopped ginger. You're going to need some chopped spinach. Then you're going to need some black pepper. You're going to need black pepper. You'll need some salt. You're going to need some salt. You're going to need some chili powder. You're going to need some chili powder. And you're going to need some cayenne pepper. You're going to need cayenne pepper. You're going to need orange pepper spice. You're going to need orange pepper spice. And you're going to need dhania, jeera, the coriander and the cumin. You're going to need two eggs. Two eggs. One carton of milk and grated cheese. Combine the self-raising, then you're going to combine the self-raising flour and softened butter in a bowl. Combine the self-raising flour and softened butter in a bowl. Then you're going to add enough mass or yogurt to make a soft, pliable dough. Then you're going to roll out the dough and flatten into a suitable tart or pie dish. You're going to roll out the dough and flatten into a suitable tart or pie dish that has been well greased and set aside. Then you're going to heat a few tablespoons of oil and 1 teaspoon of butter. Heat a few tablespoons of oil and 1 teaspoon of butter. Then you're going to saute the onion until it turns golden brown. And then you're going to add the garlic and ginger. Saute the onion until it turns golden brown and then add the garlic and ginger. Then you're going to cook for a minute and then add in the spinach and all the spices. Cook for a minute and then add in the spinach and all the spices. Then you're going to mix it well and cook until the spinach is cooked. Mix well and cook until the spinach is cooked. Allow to cool slightly. Then you're going to mix the eggs and the milk. You're going to mix the eggs and the milk until well combined. Then you're going to assemble the tart by spreading out the spinach filling. You're going to assemble the tart by spreading out the spinach filling, followed by the egg and milk mix. Followed by the egg and milk mix. Lastly, top with the grated cheese and bake at 180 degrees top with grated cheese and bake for 180 degrees for about 20 to 25 minutes or until the tart is set and golden brown. Top with grated cheese and bake at 180 degrees for 20 to 25 minutes or until the tart is set and golden brown. And that was the recipe for the spinach and cheese tart. Our next recipe is for an instant pot beef karai. Instant pot beef karai. So you're going to need 1 kilo of stewing beef. 1 kilo of stewing beef. 2 onions. 4 jam tomatoes. 6 green chilies. 1 tablespoon of ginger and garlic. 2 teaspoons of Durban masala. 1 teaspoon of dana jeeru. 1 teaspoon of dana jeeru. 1 teaspoon of ground black pepper. 1 teaspoon of dana jeeru. 1 teaspoon of ground black pepper. Then you're going to need some salt. Then you're going to need 2 tablespoons of double cream plain yogurt. 2 tablespoons of double cream plain yogurt. Then you're going to saute the beef in oil until it's browned. Saute the beef in oil until it's browned on all sides. Then you're going to add the ginger and garlic and fry for a minute. Add the ginger and garlic and fry for a minute. Then you're going to add a cup of water. Add a cup of water and pressure cook for 35 minutes. Then you're going to release the pressure once it's done. Release the pressure once it's done. Then you're going to remove the meat and the water. You're going to remove the meat and the water. Add the oil and onions and fry till brown. Add the oil and onions and fry till brown. Then you're going to add the meat back in with salt. Add the meat back in with salt. Then you're going to fry for a few minutes. Then you're going to fry for a few minutes on saute function. And you're going to add in halved tomatoes. You're going to add in halved tomatoes. You're going to close the lid and allow the tomatoes to soften. Then you're going to remove the lid and pick the skin off the tomatoes. Remove the lid and pick the skin off the tomatoes. Use a masher to soften tomatoes. Use a masher to soften the tomatoes. Add the masalas in. And fry for 2 minutes. Add all the masalas in and fry for 2 minutes. Then you're going to add the potatoes and reserved water. You're going to add the potatoes and reserved water. Close the lid and pressure cook for 5 minutes. Close the lid and pressure cook for 5 minutes. Release the pressure and add the yogurt. Release the pressure and add the yogurt. Stir together and allow it to cook without the lid for 10 minutes. Stir together and allow to cook without the lid for 10 minutes. Once the oil rises and the water dries out, add in the sliced chilies and dhania. add in the sliced chilies and dhania, and you may serve it with parathas or rotis. And that was the recipe for instant pot beef karai. So inshallah, we will continue, or I shall see you all inshallah next week, Monday. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, 12:50. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.